Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Snow. 30 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
NA BVF range test.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo, Alpha, monitoring. Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo, Alpha, Newham, testing the repeater.
I copy you. You are solid in the repeater with no problem. This is Kilo Charlie 8, Echo Lima, Quebec. Really not sure which repeater you're on. I'm on the BERT repeater. I'm assuming you're on one of the other linked repeaters.
I believe I'm hitting the BERT repeater. I'm probably less than, I believe, about 6 miles away, 7 miles maybe.
Yeah, I didn't notice the correct courtesy tone, but yeah, she's a good machine. I'm actually in Bay City talking on it.
Oh, okay. I appreciate you coming back. I'm a new operator. I just got my license like a couple days ago. And I'm using a Biofane K6. And thought I was having some problems with them last night, but they were working on the repeaters. Because they come back and told me. KCEQ, did you copy?
No, I did not for some reason. Wondering if there's an issue.
Yeah, it could be because, like I say, last night I talked to somebody there at the repeater and they said they've been working on it a little bit, doing maintenance, I believe.
That was me. We're down there doing it. It could be that I didn't hear the repeater up here. Every now and then I'll get blasted by something else. It's a nice stretch from BERT to Bay City. But yeah, she should be up and running with no problem.
This is NOBDF. There was a drop out there. I'm in Romeo, and I heard him cut out, so I don't think it was anything either of you did.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Okay, roger that. And nice to hear there's some new calls on here. And I got some stuff to do, so I'm going to get over to getting that taken care of. And you have a wonderful day. Nice to hear me on air. This is KCHELQ, Paul, Papa Alpha Uniform Lima.
Now, forgive me on that. I didn't catch all that. I'm still learning. I copy that, though, but this is KF8GBA. Over and out.
Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. K connected to CMN Network.
WDAKLO.
You're connected to CMN Network. Updated weather. Wind advisory. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 38 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network.
K8BB. W8FU.
Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, cloudy, 43 degrees.
TF8FQM, this is
TF8FQM, this is KF8EFB.
TF8EFB? I believe this is KF8FQN. How are you doing today?
I am doing well, and yeah, I think you had it right, ESV Echo Foxtrot Victor. Yeah, I've heard you out here for a month or so. I don't talk that much, but just running into town to pick up some breakfast here in Holly, Michigan. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. Yeah, I'm actually, I need to make breakfast. So you're in Holly. That's a nice place there.
Yeah, it's not bad. I was just out in your neck of the woods yesterday. Had to go almost to Bad Axe. So I was rolling through Imlay City. And then just a little bit ago, I was messing around. I just got general... not too long ago, so I was messing around on HF and listened to a net on 40 meters, but I think it was in the extra range, so I didn't check in.
Okay, yeah, I forgot they have nets on HF. I'm so used to the VHF frequencies and stuff. But yeah, that's pretty cool though. Congratulations on getting your generals. I'm studying for mine right now.
Yeah, that's good. I'm working on studying for the extra as well. And I don't know, just trying to get some gear hooked up and get a few radios at home and learn more about it. But I got to run in the restaurant here and grab my food, but yeah, I wanted to say hi, and it was good talking to you. I'm sure we'll talk again. This is KF8EFV 73. I'll be clear.
Hey, Roger. Roger, well, it was a pleasure meeting you, and I hope your food is done. And seven is to you. Maybe we can talk again today if I'll catch you on here. And this is KFA, FQN, 7-3 to you and clear.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Echo 8, Foxtrot, Yankee,
radio
check. WHGIO. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, cloudy, 45 degrees. Northern high, connected to Flynn 600.
Go ahead.
Yeah, just letting you know, a good majority of the network is down right now, going through everything and making some changes, so everything will slowly come back.
Okay. I just brought my pie back online, just to make sure that that wasn't one of the culprits for the crashes. So. Very good, any new jacks?
The audio on it's a little tinny, but may have to make an adjustment to this the audio on it. So, lower priority problem. Any damage?
Yeah, as long as you can hear me, that's all I care about right now. We'll deal with it when we're not dealing with Snowmageddon.
K8BCW.
Go ahead.
Hey guys, just wanted to shout out, say nice job on managing the nets today and herding the bags of squirrels and dealing with all of the challenges on equipment. Appreciate your time today.
No problem. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, it's been interesting listening in on the various reports across the area, how many people actually can chime in on this link system and give you a picture of, you know, what's going on in a pretty wide area. Pretty cool.
Yep. It's pretty incredible what we're able to do with it. Just keep building it further and wider.
So, do you guys upload your reports to, like, the National Weather Service or some other authority for kind of putting in their hopper?
Yep. So, this all gets shared real-time with the National Weather Service and with emergency management operations from across the state.
Check. I did enroll in that weather spotter training for next week, Monday, so I'm planning on going to that. Maybe I'll be able to jump in and offer some information in the future.
Don't let that stop you. You can join us right now. That's perfectly fine. The Skywarn stuff is more geared towards, you know, tornadic events. They want you trained up for dealing with that kind of stuff. But as far as measuring snow totals and things like that, jump right in when we're doing this.
All right, maybe I'll do that. Seems to be this little pocket of where I am seems to get a little bit more snow than most of the other spots. You can actually see it on the Weather Service maps. It's kind of one of the areas that gets hammered pretty good, so maybe I'll chime in next time. Anyway, I know you guys probably got plenty else to do. I'll let you go. Good job. Keep up the good work. And K8BCW will be standing by.
N8PX9DMH, real quick.
Calling me.
Hey, from. Hey, from.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I have you try the 1-1? I just brought that one back up and changed the audio codec from GSM to ULAW, so hopefully it doesn't sound awful anymore.
I'm on the 1-1 right now.
Look at that. Magic. All right, on to the next one. Nate, you mentioned.
Yeah, it is.
All right, Nate, APX, Nate, you mentioned.
Stand by one.
No, you're fine. You just confirmed my what I needed, so never mind.
KC8VSU.
Hold on, Toby. I'm working on some stuff. And it, you make.
Copy.
Hey, DMH testing 2-6.
Hey, DMH KC-BSU, your signal is 5-9.
Hey, sounds good. And I'm testing the link receiver too. Making sure everything's good. Hey, DMH.
Drake, what do you need from me?
Well, you're talking on the 1-9, and that was the last one I did before 2-6, and it worked.
Okay. Sorry, we had a CPR progress call here. That's what I was focusing on.
Big oof.
Yep. APX.
Right, I'm going to work on Thompsonville now. Hey, DMH. Hey,
WDAKLL on the mobile.
Did I hit the tower? KFA DCM is clear.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, cloudy, 49 degrees.
Yeah, and this is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel, Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarns here with the network. This will be our 2 p.m. net, same format as usual. If you're looking for your call sign, city, if you have your zip code, if you could give it. Total snowfall in inches, new snow from the last net, wind speed, direction, current temperature, and if you have snow, rain, or sleet currently falling. Let's start here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take call sign. Once you have checked in, then I will acknowledge the next station. So I'm going to take one station at a time. Please give your call sign first, and once acknowledged, I'll get your report. This is KREH Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn, first station, call Net Control.
Alpha, Bravo 9, November, November.
Alpha, Papa 9, November, November. Go ahead.
Okay, the call sign is Alpha, Bravo 9, November, November, AB9NN. John in Beulah, Michigan, 1 mile east of Beulah, zip code 49617, current temperature 31.9 degrees, and don't have a wind speed, and it just started to snow a little bit at about 1:36 p.m. local time, and we've got maybe a quarter of an inch of that on the ground since the last net. That's my report. AB9 and then back to net control.
Okay, AB9 and then I got you in there. Next station.
AB8 Foxtrot 8, Bravo Quebec Foxtrot.
Okay, I had Bob KB8 SVJ, and there was another station in there with Foxtrot. Go ahead.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Quebec Foxtrot.
All right, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Quebec Foxtrot. I got you in there. Next station.
W8NWO.
Okay. Nelson, I got you in there. Next station.
Drake and ACMA.
Kilo Juliet 7, Sierra Yankee X-ray.
Okay, Drake, I got you in there. There was a Sierra India X-ray station. I think it was a 7 call. Go ahead.
Yes, Kilo Juliet 7, Sierra Yankee X-ray.
Okay, Sierra Yankee X-ray, I got you in there. Next station. It was a W call. There was a lot of feedback there. Go ahead, try again.
WN8Q.
WN8Q, I got you in there. Next station.
68, Romeo, Bravo, Romeo.
W8RBR, got you in there. Next station.
Alpha, Delta Golf.
Okay, Jim, I got you in there. Next station.
K8SBZ.
Okay, I got K8SBZ. There was another station. Go ahead. Okay, nothing heard. Next check in.
N8APX.
Okay, now that problem's taken care of, do we have any other stations wishing to check in?
Kilo Echo 8, Uniform Foxtrot, Foxtrot.
Kilo Delta 8, go back to Juliet, India.
All right, I got a Kilo Echo 8, Uniform Foxtrot, Foxtrot, is that correct? And then I've got another station here I'll get to in 1 second. All right, and I believe I had Kilo Delta 8 Quebec, Juliet, India. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, next station, please.
Kilo Alpha 8 Sierra Papa Whiskey.
All right, I got Kilo Alpha 8 Sierra Papa Whiskey. Next station. Okay, I think we got a good list going here. I already got 89NN. Bob, KB8SVJ, go ahead.
This is KB8SVJ, located in Mississippi, Benzie County. And currently my location, it has got moderate snow. However, 10 minutes ago, it was light rain. And I have got a report from a CERT member, one of our Benzie County CERT members located in Fair Lake. It just got done shoveling 4 inches of wet, heavy snow. Saw your emails. Snow, sleet, mix just started here. It's coming down fast enough to start covering the pavement. So that was time at 13:42, you're getting sleet and snow mix. Here, steady snow. 10 minutes ago, it was light rain. KB8SVJ.
Hey, Mike. You want to have everybody go on 86 again?
We just got a backup.
Yeah, affirm. And thank you for checking in there, Bob. Do you have a current temperature in your location at all?
I do not have a thermometer located at my house. However, Google Weather says it's 31 degrees. KBHSEJ.
Okay, very good. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Quebec Foxtrot, go ahead.
This is KF8DQF, Mark, I'm in Trout Lake, 49793, about 2.5 miles southeast of the village of Trout Lake. Currently, the barometric pressure is 29.88 and falling. It is 24 degrees. Winds are currently 6 miles an hour steady to 14 gusts. I'm a little protected in here. We also got a little break. We got an additional 7 inches of snow. Currently we're sitting at about 15 inches. Snowing heavily. KF8BQF.
Okay, very good. And yeah, it sounds like you're getting quite a bit of snow. All right. Nelson, W8NWO, go ahead.
Good afternoon. At my home in East Jordan, at 2 o'clock p.m., I estimated a total snowfall of 10 inches, new snowfall of 2 inches, wind is 11 miles per hour, out of the east-northeast, drift height of 24 inches, temperature 29 degrees, and sleet, W8NWO.
Okay, I did copy 2 inches of new snow. What was your total there? I missed that, sorry.
Total snow of 10, 10 inches. W8NWO.
Okay, I copied a total of 10, 10. All right, Drake, N8DMH.
Drake, N8DMH. Sorry about those technical difficulties. We got them sorted. We got an additional inch of snow. Slightly snowing. Currently wind is out of the northeast at about 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 25. And the temperature, I had to replace the batteries because it's not working.
Okay, no problem. We'll get you on the next one there. KJ7SYX, go ahead.
Yes, this is KJ7SYX in Sault Ste. Marie. Zip code is 49783. Total snow, 1 1/4 inches. New snow of 1 inch since the previous net. Wind is east. 9 to 24 miles per hour, and temperature is 24 degrees, holding.
Okay, very good. Thank you for checking in. Whiskey November 8, Quebec.
Hi, everyone. This is Larry, WN8Q, Harbor Springs, just north of Harbor Springs. Total storm amount is 10 inches. 10 inches, that's 2 inches more since the noon check-in. Current temperature, 27 degrees. Winds, 24 miles per hour, gusting to 42 out of the east-northeast. And I think that's it, WN8Q.
Okay, very good. Thank you for checking in. Whiskey 8, RBR, go ahead.
Whiskey 8, Romeo Bravo, Romeo, this is the name of the copy. Our temperature is 26.5, 2.23. The barometric pressure is 2982 bar. The wind speed is 20 miles per hour, gusting to 31. From a wind direction of 070 degrees. Visibility 500 feet.
Okay, I was able to copy a good majority of that there, but you do have a lot of static on your end. And you did say your location was just south of Petoskey, correct?
East of Petoskey, our total snowfall, 14 inches, reflecting 3 inches of new since last check-in.
Okay, very good. Jim, Alpha Charlie 8, Delta Golf, go ahead.
Good afternoon. I think it's important to note that they issued an ice storm warning for us. And in light of that, I'll give you our totals here. I'm getting about 1 inch an hour of accumulating snow. But on the trees, there is nothing accumulating on the trees. So I think that's kind of important to note. Total snowfall, about 10 inches.
Okay. Yeah, very good. And, yeah, I was going to bring that up, that we are under that. I was going to actually read the bulletin here at the end. So just so you're aware, there were quite a few counties up here that were under that. So once we get towards the end, I will go through the ice warning. Let's see here. Adam, N8APX, go ahead.
Net Control, N8APX, location is Sheboygan. Cross streets, Old Mackinac Road and Inverness Trail, 49721. Currently wind speed is 17, gusting to 24 miles an hour. Additional snow of 2 inches, that brings us up to a total of about 8.5. It is not hanging around though, it is drifting and blowing all over the place. Temperature is currently 26 and steady.
N8APX. Okay, very good. Glenn, K8SGZ, I see you're adding into the spreadsheet there, but if you have anything else, go ahead.
Yeah, it's 32 degrees here. We're getting rain and sleet.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're getting here, too, is a lot of rain and sleet. So I think our changes are about to happen. Let's see here. Kilo Echo 8, Uniform Foxtrot, Foxtrot.
Kilo Echo 8, Uniform Foxtrot, Foxtrot. City of Kinross, zip code 4977. Hours is 2 inches. Total snowfall 5.8 inches. So it's continuing. Visibility has dropped less than 500. Wind is not measured, but we have increased.
Okay, very good. Thank you for checking in. Kilo Delta 8, Quebec, Juliet, India.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Quebec, Juliet, India. Joe in Newberry, 49868. Temperature is 21 degrees. Visibility, I would say, is probably down to about 300 feet. The wind is sustained at 18, gusting to 38. I have an approximate snow measure total
tell because it's so windy.
Okay, very good. Thank you for checking in. And we have last on the list here, Kilo Alpha 8 Sierra Papa Whiskey.
Here in Tappan Abbey. Since noon, we've gained 1 inch. We now have a total of 9 inches. Temperature is still 28 degrees. And the winds are 11 to 15 miles an hour from the northeast. Visibility.
Okay, very good. That brings us to the bottom of the list. Do we have any news stations wishing to check in? Please call Net Control, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel. Whiskey 8 TPR, go ahead.
Okay, right out here in the future. We have about 14 inches on the ground, probably an inch and a half to the moon. We're getting sleet, now we turn back to the snow. 31 degrees here in Peter.
Okay, very good. I've got a coworker that lives out in Cedar, so looks like he's going to be trying out his new tractor today. All right. Any other stations? All right. Whiskey 8, Sierra, Oscar, I believe that was you. Really weak into the repeater there. Go ahead, try again. All right, Whiskey 8, Sierra, Oscar, you're just not holding the repeater there. I did copy your location, and then from there you dropped right out. I don't know if you're able to get the repeater up in the Sioux or not, but if you want to give that one a shot, you can try that. All right, and feel free to join us for our 4 o'clock net, too. We will be around for that. Next station. Okay, nothing heard. NAAPX, do you have anything you want to go over here real quick?
Not at present time, other than just another reminder that most of our counties in the lower peninsula are now under a complete ice storm warning. We're going to start shifting from snow totals to ice totals. Quarter inch by stuff like that. Clock is going to start flipping and getting even nastier.
Okay, this is the latest from the National Weather Service. For some reason, they still only have a handful of counties in here. They have Grand Traverse, Kalkaska, Crawford, Montmorency County at 12:17 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. It looks like it's going to, let's see. Until 8 a.m. on Monday, ice storm warnings and effects. Obviously, significant icing along with the additional snowfall and sleet accumulations is going to lead to hazardous travel. Ice accumulations are between 0.2 to 1/2 inch of ice accumulation along with gusty winds. So with that, obviously travel is going to be impacted. Gusty winds could bring down tree branches, take out power lines, sort of thing. So again, just be on the lookout for that. We are, like Adam said, going to switch from snow here to ice accumulation within those counties. So anybody within Crawford, Grand Traverse, Kupcaster, Montmorency, we're going to be looking for ice totals too. If it gets to the point where you don't want to go outside, you have something you could look at just through the window, give us a good estimate as to how much ice buildup you have. That would be greatly appreciated. I'm going to stand by here one last time for anybody who is wishing to check in.
There's additional counties in that warning.
Where are you seeing them at there? I'm only seeing the ice storm warning they put out at 1217.
Emmett County, Sheboygan County, Presque Isle County, Charlevoix County, Antrim County, Otsego County, and Montmorency County are included in that.
Now, I see it on the map there, but I didn't see it in the outlook, so it's like they never included it. Or they updated it and never updated the warning. Yep, and then there's also for, looks like, Alpena and I forget what county Miles in, Meraki, Wexford, Benzie, and Manistee, they're calling for a heavy freezing spray warning. They'll just be prepared for that as well. So, again, we are under a warning for ice buildup, so let's be on the lookout for that. And we're also going to be looking again for your fourth of icing for the 4 o'clock net. This is KDREH Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn, Fair Weather Network. At this time, we're going to go ahead and conclude, and we will reconvene at, looks like, 4 o'clock. KDREH, we will be in standby.
KDREH, KCAVSU.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I got a couple of GMRS ones. 34 in Traverse City, slushy. They are getting sleet, that's on Barlow. I have one guy down in Lake Ann, he's got 4 inches of snow, it's starting to sleet. 33 degrees, we're starting to get some heavy sleet here in T. Wayne at this time.
Okay, sounds good. We'll notate that.
Good afternoon, 1500 hours, cloudy, 55 degrees.
KDUIS, portable. WDATX mobile. Is it still snowing over there?
Oh, there's a flake or two in the air. Not too bad.
We got freezing rain coming in. It's about here on the radar, but it's been pretty quiet. We got lucky down here.
That's the question. Where is down here?
Well, I live in Harrison, so Clare County.
Okay. Yeah, we've got, I wouldn't say heavy snow showers. What is this person doing? Heavy snow showers, but not terrible. It's one of those things, you know.
Oh, yes, I know. Tomorrow I gotta go up to Sheboygan County, so that'll be great.
Having a discussion with the wife, she's like, "Do you know who he is?" I said, "Not right offhand," and we've talked before, but I couldn't give you your first name by any means. I truck and drive all over, but that's about the extent of it. But she's all beside herself. I'm like, "I can let you talk to him," but she's like, "No, I don't want to do that." So she's giving me a dirty look.
Roger, yeah. Well, my name's Ryan. I'm Kyle's buddy. So, yeah, I'm always all over the place. Oh, it looks like it's raining now. Yep, starting to rain. Freezing. We're supposed to get a bunch of ice, too, I guess. So. More snow overnight. Well, all right, I'm going to be on the side. I just heard somebody keying up. I don't know what's going on with it. Maybe it's interference or something, but I figured I'd call out and say howdy to whoever is out there. So be careful driving around and have fun.
Well, yes, sir, and the wife says hello. yeah, I'm just bringing her into work because she didn't want to drive in this, and I offered, so here I am. And so, yeah, it's going to be a good day. And tomorrow will be even more fun. I got to get home and get some snow out of the driveway because I have a feeling this is going to be a multi-day removal. So, either that or it's going to be a pain in the butt tomorrow. But anyway, I heard someone keying up too, but it could be someone just testing to see if they get into the system. I don't know if they still got this linked into the bigger system, so it could be someone from anywhere. Not a big deal. So, anyway, have a good afternoon. Pleasure as always. WBATX Mobile.
Well, that's nice of you to holler into work. I do the same thing, so. Good man. All right, be careful. We'll be on the side listening. KBYS.
KDYS, Ryan, you still out there?
Yep, I'm standing by here. How's it going?
Hey, good afternoon. This is Bentley in Harbor Springs. We've talked a few times before. Overheard you the other day talking to one of your buddies about doing some HF work on 10 meter. And a couple of my buddies up here have been talking about doing the same with our technician's license, and one of them is going for his general capabilities. I wanted to pick your brain a little bit on your 10-meter setup.
All right, yeah. Well, what I use here for 10 meters, I talked to a couple guys that are local here. They got some pretty big antenna heights as well. Mine's only 60 foot to the bottom. I use a Mako V58 or V58. I think it handles 1,000 watts or something. They make a higher power. They make a 5,000 V5000 as well, but that's what I use. And I got half inch heliacs coming into the house here. The tower's actually on my garage because I've got 7 towers here that all have antennas in them on the top, and they're all spread out around my buildings here. But
Yeah, I can. I've talked down to Holland. There's a guy down there. I've talked about 80, 90 miles. So, and then there's five or six guys, you know, spread out around closer, you know, 30, 40 miles away. But, and I don't know about you, but when I started out, I was a, you know, 14 years old. I was using the 11-meter stuff. So there's also like 25 guys in my county that all run big setups. Some of them have big fancy setups for 11 meters. So that's what we do around here for that. I just use an ICOM 7300 on 10 meters, 100 watts, you know, pretty bare bones. But it works. I live way out in the country, no interference, so it works pretty good.
Yeah, copy that. The 7300 is on my short list for an HF radio when the time comes. I got a buddy of mine that is about 25 miles south of me in Boyne Falls, and another one that's up and over a pretty good-sized ridge line up near Brutus, who is about 10-ish or 12 miles from me. And we just like to have something that reliably gets us on simplex comms, given some of the failures of the repeater systems in this area during the ice storm last year, and, you know, for a little bit more fun. So that's what our stated goal is. Be interesting, though, if I might be able to reach you all the way down in Harrison. How many miles did you say your longest contact was? And you broke up on me quickly there, but I think maybe you said it was in Holland, Michigan?
Yeah, I think there's an issue with the link or something here. I'm coming through All-Star. Yeah, on a good day, good quiet day, I've talked to Battle Creek, Kalamazoo, Holland area. There's a couple guys down there with, you know, one of them is like 100 foot to the bottom of the antenna. There's a couple guys with some pretty big antenna setups downstate, but I have a very rough time trying to get up that direction because Harrison is, there's a hill range that's about 350 feet and it goes up and down, but the highest point's 350 feet and it's northwest, so it totally blocks Traverse, Petoskey. The northwest side I can't get to because I'm on the other side of the hill. But yeah, you should have no problem. If you can, I mean, I don't know what you can get up for an antenna, but if you can get up at least 30 foot to the bottom of the antenna, you should have no problem with 100 watts. And the 7300 is 100% duty cycle, or at least that's what they claim it is. So you can even run FM. You know, they sound awesome on FM too. And you can run 100 watts on FM. So it is a really good radio. I've had it for, I don't know, 5 years. I really like it. It works. It works, and I haven't had any issues with it. So knock on wood, but it's a really reliable radio so far, and it stays ice cold, and you can just jabber jaw away, and it just works. KDYS.
Oh, real good to know, man. Thanks. Appreciate that. Yeah, that's, like I said, the 7300 is on my short list, so I've got some other ICOM gear that I've really fallen in love with, so no reservations about continuing with more ICOM stuff when the time comes. So, yeah, I was thinking about making my own, inverted V dipole. I've got a really good setup for that. I've got a house in a wooded subdivision that some big features, some hills around me, but my location is actually pretty darn good. It's just off in one direction where I have to get up and over a hill to the east of me. So to the south of me is wide open across the bay to Petoskey and, you know, the Boynes, and hoping something would work good there. I heard you talking about it, and I just wanted to kind of get your ideas on what you're running and how well it works, and any other suggestions you can offer us?
Well, there's a couple guys up in, so from my house, I got hills to the northwest, but to the south, it's all flat, but there's a couple guys in Falmouth up that area, and I can hear them no problem. On, they get on 11 meters, so I think they're running a couple hundred watts on AM or something. I can hear them pretty good. I'm using a Mako M103 beam for 11 meter right now. Yeah, I think it works. I think it works pretty good. We have a little bit different terrain than up there. It's the hills are a lot more. There's only a couple hills, and they're just kind of tall, but not really. It's not like Boeing or anything. But it seems 10 meters seems to, especially probably sideband, it seems to reach around those hills no problem. So as long as your receiving station has a good antenna, if everybody's got a good antenna height, and you know it's a good antenna that works good, I don't see why you couldn't get 20 or 30 miles out of them. And if that guy's 12 miles away, you should hear him no problem. Yeah. You just gotta check your noise level, because if you got interference, that's another big factor is the interference. My neighbor started his Ford Ranger. He got a 26 Ford Ranger, and his LED lights, when he fired it up this morning, I was getting 7 S units of just static. And as soon as he left, it went away. So there you go. There's the gremlins of the interference world, too.
Wow, that's crazy. I never thought about that. But, yeah, I'll have to keep that in mind and give it a whirl. Well, hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it. What time is the next weather net going to be? I missed the one that was scheduled at 2 p.m.
Well, they had one at noon and 2, so but I didn't hear. I had some other noises going on when that was going on, and there was a cardinal I was listening to, so I turned it down, I think. But I'd assume maybe a couple hours. I don't know. They didn't really announce anything before. They just kind of started it, so I guess you just have to leave it on and listen, because I'm no help. Sorry. Yeah, no problem. I'll probably be up that way tomorrow. We're going to be heading north. We got freezing rain here right now. I just got the ashes out of the wood stove. We got the fire going. Yeah, I'll stand by, because I don't know when they're doing the net, so I better get off here. I can jabber all day. You have a good one, Bentley. K8DYS. We'll be standby. 4 o'clock, guys. 4 o'clock is the next net.
That was going to be my guess, Adam. Thank you. All right, Ryan. Thanks again, man. Appreciate the info, and safe travels on your way up this way tomorrow. Here in Harbor Springs, I snowblowed about a foot of snow out of my driveway just before noon, and the snow has slacked off a bit, so it doesn't seem to be much more than a few inches since then, but the wind is nuking pretty hard up here, so could be a little bit of drifting action depending on how early you come up. Weather that ice down there. Hope you guys are in good shape. K8BCW.
Attention all stations, attention all stations. November 8th, Alpha Pot X-ray. General announcement. Our next Skywarn net will be in approximately 30 minutes at 4 p.m. Again, attention all stations, attention all stations. Our next Skywarn net will be in approximately 30 minutes at 4 p.m. N8APX clear.
N8 DMH, Dustin.
Whiskey 8 Tango Papa Romeo.
WTBR and 8APX.
This is Whiskey 8 Tango Papa Romeo. Sorry, I picked up the wrong mic.
Okay, copy that.
N8APX and 8DMH.
Go ahead.
Yeah, just making sure this is working. I made the...
Dropped out. You made the what?
I made the workaround for DV switch.
Okay, copy. Is there any reason the 1-9 is going beep, 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 beep after UM key and before the courtesy tone?
I don't really know. T6 sort of doing it. I'm not sure why.
Oh, everything likes to break when we really need it.
Stand by.
W8VPC.
Now go ahead, Mike.
You say it's just going beep, 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 and not double beep after unkey?
Unkey goes beep, 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 like 8 beeps, and then you get the courtesy tone.
Okay, and two, I wanted to make sure this one works. I thought maybe it was a high SWR. I'll be clear, but listening, W8VPC.
No, it doesn't sound like a... arm off of the MDR or anything. It seems like it's something All Star's doing. Attention all stations, attention all stations. Just a quick reminder, our next guy, Warren, weather spotter net, will be in approximately 5 minutes. In approximately 5 minutes, starting at 4 o'clock. November 8, Alpha Papa, X-ray. Attention all stations, attention all stations. The Northern Michigan Skywarn Severe Weather Network spotter net will begin in 2 minutes. This is Net Control, W8MWO.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy.
Attention all stations, attention all stations. This is Net Control, W8MWO. With the Northern Michigan
Severe Weather Network. He's got Skywarn Spotter Net for 4 o'clock. I will take check-ins in just a moment, but first I want to take a standby for any priority traffic. Priority traffic only. Please give your call sign. Hearing none. I'll take general check-ins. When checking in, please give your call sign, only, and then wait until I acknowledge you before other stations check in, just like we've been doing, please. And the reports that I'm looking for will be total snow, new snow, wind speed if you have an anemometer. If you have any drifting, let me know your drift height. And we're also looking for ice and ice buildup amounts. And also let me know what your primary precipitation is if you can. So it sounds like ice is starting to show up in some parts of our area, so I'm especially interested in ice totals. Stand by one moment, W8NWO. I will now take check-ins. Please keep your call sign and then wait until I acknowledge you.
3,
NA DMH. NA DMH, next call sign.
WTAZ.
Was there a WD station? Go ahead again, please.
And Whiskey Delta 8, Delta X-ray.
I got you, Jeff. Next check-in.
KB8FVJ.
KB8SVJ. Got you. Next check-in.
WN8QW.
I got you, Larry. Next check-in.
Whiskey 8, Tango, Papa, Romeo.
W8TPR. Got you. Next check-in.
KF8DAM.
Yeah, Dennis, got you. Next check-in.
Kilo Alpha 8, Sierra Papa Whiskey.
Hi, Shannon, got you on the list. Next check-in. Got you, Tanya. Next check-in. KF8BQF, you're on the list. Next check-in.
November 8, Julia Tango, Quebec.
Hello there, Joe. Got you on the list. Next check-in, please.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo. Got you on the list. Next check-in.
Kilo 8, Bravo Charlie Whiskey.
KBCW, you're on the list. Next check-in. Okay, that's a good list to get started with. I'll take a standby once we finish these reports. Drake, let's go to you first, and then standby Jeff. And Drake, just give your, and for everyone, just give your city and then your report, please.
Drake N8 DMH, we're in Traverse City, Hammond and 5 Mile. Just recently it switched over to from snow, then it went to rain. Now it's kind of like a sleet kind of deal. Wind has not changed from the last report, still out of the northeast. Maybe the wind's dropped a little bit. I haven't gotten an exact measurement, but it's not as strong as it was before. Not really any more snow accumulation at the moment. Back to you there, Nelson. 8 DMH.
Any icing, Drake?
Not yet.
Drake, do you have any ice from that rain and sleet?
It doesn't look like it yet.
Got your report. Thank you, sir. Next, I'll go to WD8DX and stand by KV8SVJ.
Yes, Jeff, WD8DX, mobile. And basically, Drake has got me covered here because I've been in Traverse City. I've been ice, sleet for the last 15 minutes or so. Nothing really accumulating as of yet. I am working my way back up into Leelanau County, which appears to be a lot more heavy snow, but you can hear the ice coming in, so I think it's slowly moving its way north. But anyway, that's all I've got at this point, WD8DX Mobile.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate the report. KB8SVJ, go ahead with your city and stand by Larry.
This is KB8SVJ, located in Neston City, Benzie County. Name is Bob. I've had no snow accumulation all day today. Intermittent snow off and on, but last 20 minutes we've had rain mixed with sleet. I don't see any ice or sleet accumulating or sticking to any trees or anything like that. So mainly rain with some sleet mixed in. Temperature again, Google Weather Service, 31 degrees. KB8SVJ.
Roger that. Thanks for the report. WNAQ, go ahead, Larry, and stand by W8TPR.
Thanks, Nelson. WN8Q, Harbor Springs. A total storm snow accumulation is 12 inches. That's an increase of 2 inches since the last report at 2 o'clock. Winds have changed a little bit. They're now northeast, 27 miles per hour, gusting to 36. WN8Q.
Thank you, Larry. Got your report. W8TPR, go ahead of your city and report, and stand by Dennis.
W8TPR in Cedar, Michigan. We have about 16 inches total. We've gotten about 2 additional inches since 2 o'clock. Heavy, wet snow, large flakes, no rain or mist, so it's all been snow. Winds about 16 northeast.
I copy your report. Thank you, sir. KF8DAM, go ahead and stand by Shannon.
Yeah, I just came in from snowplow, and actually I was still out when I first talked to you. It's 26.5 degrees, humidity is about 91%. a lot more snow out there than I originally thought. We're running right around 10 to 12 inches, a little drifting going on, whiteout conditions. Yeah, it's not good here in Petoskey right now. The wind's still 15 to mile an hour with probably 20-25 mile an hour gusts. And anyhow, that's how I'm here. Nelson, back to you.
Thank you, sir. KA8FPW, go ahead and stand by Tanya.
Okay, we have one more than 2 p.m., bringing us to a total of 10 inches, 27 degrees. The wind picked up 8 to 21 miles per hour out of the northeast, and the snow coming down is real small flakes. It stopped for about 10 minutes, right around 3 o'clock, and then right back at it. Came down heavy for a bit, and then it turned lighter snowflake, so I'm thinking that was some pretty wet snow that came down for a bit. There's no accumulation of ice.
Very good, Shannon. I appreciate the report. W8TON, go ahead, stand by KF8BQF.
Temperature here has been unchanged. It's still at 29. The wind has picked up, but I don't have a measurement on that. It's still directly out of the east here. We've been picking up about an inch an hour, so total accumulation, we're at just over 12 inches. I will say that we are in a high wind area, so I think a lot of it's just blowing away. Haven't seen any sign of sleet or anything like that. It's just been straight snow. Back to net.
Okay, thank you for your report, Tanya. This is W8NWO with the Northern Michigan Severe Weather Network, Skywarn Net. Next is KF8BQF. Go ahead to your city and report, and stand by Joe.
Yes, this is KF8BQF. My name is Mark. I'm in Trout Lake, Michigan. Currently, we're running at 24 degrees. It's been consistent. Barometric pressure is 29.78 and still falling. Wind is still about 7 to 16 miles an hour. Currently, we've got an additional 5 inches, so we're up to about 20 inches of snow. Drifts are between 3 and 4 feet in places. Other than that, it's pretty consistent with about a foot on the ground.
I copy your report. Next is Joe, N8JTQ. Go ahead, and then Joe, I think Adam wants to go with you as well. N8JTQ, go ahead.
Okay, thanks, Nelson. W8NWO, this is N8JTQ, Joe and Gaylord. 2 miles northwest of town, and it's funny, I'm looking at the National Weather Service right now under my forecast picture there, and it says unknown precipitation. Anyway, it's currently snowing. We've had a little bit of sleet and rain mixed in the last couple of hours as I was out there working in it. Being down in the woods here, the winds have been relatively light, 10, maybe 15 mile an hour and variable. And let's see, no ice accumulation as of yet. So that's it. Here in Gaylord, back to you, Nelson, and AJCQ.
Okay, thanks, Joe, for your report. Adam, do you want to jump in?
Yeah, I do, thanks. NHKTQ and at ATX, hey, we tried to link in the 8-2 last night, and something's wrong with your guys' All-Star, apparently. Do you know anything about that?
But I know that the link-in information had changed at one point. I think John switched it to his call. KC90N, Kilo Charlie 9, Oscar November. See if that helps.
Copy, break. Any DMH, are you on that info? All right, I'll follow up in a minute. Joe, if you don't mind just hanging close to the repeater for a few minutes after the net, we'll try and sort that out. I'll yield back to net control and ATX.
Next, I have KF8DMK. Go ahead and stand by K8BCW.
This is Christopher, KF8DMK. I am located in Buckley, South Traverse City. Steady rain here, the occasional snowflake. No snow accumulation today. Just a thin skim of ice, nothing measurable, but it is definitely a skim. Back to you. This is Christopher, KF8DMK.
Roger that. Very good. K8BCW, go ahead, and then we'll take a standby. Kilo 8, Bravo Charlie Whiskey, go ahead.
KBCW, Bentley,
Location is Emmett County, Little Traverse Township, approximately a half mile north of the Harbor Springs Airport. Current temperature is 27 degrees Fahrenheit, 97% relative humidity. Winds are still strong and gusty. Snow is continuing to fall with approximately 4 inches of accumulation since 1100 this morning. Total accumulation of approximately 16 inches.
Very good, Bentley. Thanks for your report. We are at the bottom of the list. This is Net Control, W8NWO, located in East Jordan, with the Northern Michigan Severe Weather Network, Skywarn Spotter Net. If you have any weather reports to pass along, please give your call sign only, and then wait until I acknowledge you, please. Any check-ins, call sign only, please.
WAA to ZWV.
WAA ZWV. Got you on the list. Next check-in.
This is DATX Mobile for an update.
I got you on the list again, Jeff. Very good. Next check-in.
For 509, November, November.
The 9 November November station, would you give me your call sign again, please?
Alpha, Bravo 9 November November, AB9NN.
Alpha, Bravo 9 November November, I got it now. Next check-in. Hearing no more, let's go to WA8ZWV. Would you give your city and your report, please?
Yeah, this is WA8ZWV. Mark, I'm in Charlevoix, about 2 miles east of town. I have a temperature of 27 degrees. I have 12 inches of snow in my front yard with drifts to 27 inches. And the wind is 25 miles an hour gusting out of the northeast. Over.
Okay, Mark, I appreciate the report from Charlevoix. Jeff, go ahead with your update and stand by AB9NN.
Here's Jeff, WTADX, Leelanau Drive, approximately 5 to 6 miles south of Lake Leelanau. Heavy snow, visibility has dropped down to about quarter to a half a mile at most, and as we are working our way back north. So that's what we got, WDATX Mobile.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for the updated report. Got it on the list. AB9NN, go ahead, and we'll take a standby.
Alpha, Bravo 9, November, November, AB9NN, John in Beulah, 1 mile east of Beulah, Michigan in Benzie County. Current temperature is 30 degrees, and we have 2 inches of additional accumulation since the last report for a storm total of, I think, 6 inches. Current conditions are light rain and sleet. Just took our dog out for a walk. And boy, that sleet hitting the face, it's like pinpricks. That's a report. Back to Net Control from AB9NN, John and Beulah.
Okay, thanks, John, for the report. We are again at the bottom of the list. This is Net Control, W8NWO, looking for weather reports. If I have any additional check-ins, would you please give your call sign and your call sign only?
Contact NHAQ.
Go ahead, Joe.
W8NWO and NHAQ. I think I forgot to get my snow report. Since the snow started in last evening till about 40 minutes ago, we had a total of 13 inches. 5 of that came morning. So that's the school report here. And so back to you, NAJ.
Okay, Joe. Do you have a temperature as well?
Okay, I didn't run upstairs and grab it, but Gaylord is reading 27 degrees right now, according to MWS.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, Joe, for the report. Are there any other check-ins or questions or comments? Hearing none, we'll go to standby. I believe our next net will be 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. tonight, 1800 hours, unless we announce otherwise. Again, thank you, everyone, for your reports. Please continue to keep track of snowfall and especially watch for ice formation. Any ice accumulation, please be on lookout for that and let us know at the 6 o'clock net if you have any ice. This is Net Control, W8NWO.
Hello, DMH from NADPX. NATTQ, NADPX.
Go ahead, Adam, NAJTQ.
So, talking to Drake right now, I'm just texting him, he's tied up, but he said NMARC showed online, but KC9ON showed offline, and NMARC did not link. Would you mind touching base with KC9ON and just seeing what's going on there, maybe something needs to reboot?
Yeah, I just sent him a text here a little bit ago, so as soon as I get something from him, I'll let you know.
Okay, good copy. Thank you. N8APX.
Thank you, Adam. N8APX.
Transition from snow to rain, freezing rain. It's starting to fill in at the southwest portion of our WFO here.
Yeah, everything here is coming down pretty heavy. The wet snow that's coming down right now. I did see Bryce sent out a link for a 5 o'clock video update from the EOC and some other local stuff. So we're going to be hopping on that.
I have not seen that.
Okay, you did one yesterday. I'll forward it to you. I'm going to forward it to Bryce and stuff. Or I'm going to forward it to me and stuff like that. But I would put you on if you just want to hop on the weapon.
Okay. Copy. Thank you.
Just to make sure, I am coming in okay. No anything weird or anything like that.
Yeah, run that by me one more time. I got three other things going at once here.
Am I coming in clear? Everything sound okay on my side?
Yeah, you got some noise, but I'm able to copy you, all right.
Okay, I'm going to change over to the 1-1 just to see if that'll show up on there.
Copy.
Take care, and when's the next check-in?
Next check-in is going to be 1800.
Okay, perfect. All right, thank you. KG UFS clear.
NADPX clear.
NAGPQ APX. Okay, sounds like Drake figured it out, and I believe the 8-2 should be linked in now, if you don't mind confirming for me.
I'll drop right over there. USY and AJ.
This is NAJTQ calling N8APX.
Okay, we are linked up and good to go. So we will have our next round of reporting at 6 p.m.
Roger. Okay, Adam. Thank you guys very much. NAJTQ standing by.
And at APX.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 61 degrees.
Al Patrol 8 Delta Golf, while coming in via the Traverse City. If anyone's interested, the school closings for tomorrow are being listed on the TV shows. School closings.
And anybody that might be flying on a Cherry Capital Airport, check your flights for tomorrow. As of right now, Cherry Capital Airport is closed due to the weather, so FYI.
Attention all stations. Attention all stations. Attention all stations. November 8, Alpha, X-ray with a message. Attention all stations. Our next Skywarn meet will be in approximately 30 minutes at 6 p.m. Again, Skywarn Severe Weather Network SpotterNet will be conducted again at 6 o'clock p.m. in approximately 30 minutes. November 8, Alpha, Papa, X-ray.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 56 degrees.
NAPNK monitoring.
NABNK Kilo 8 Alpha Delta X-ray.
All right, attention all stations, this is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Echo Hotel. Mac Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn Severe Weather Network. The time is 6 p.m. And we're going to do another one of our check-ins. And just as a reminder, we are under a ice storm warning at this time, along with a blizzard warning for, it looks like pretty much all of the Upper Peninsula. All right, I'm going to start with check-ins. If I could call sign first, and then once I acknowledge that station, I will then move on to the next, and we'll get reports that you check in. First station wishing to check in, please call Net Control.
Kilo 8 Alpha Delta X-ray, K880X.
K880X, I got you in there. Next station.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Golf Yankee, Kevin.
Kevin, I got you in there. Next station.
Alpha Bravo 9, November, November.
AB9NN, I got you in there. There was a second station. Second station, go ahead.
WN8Q.
WN8Q, I got you in there. Next station.
KB8SCJ.
W8NWO.
Bob, I got you in there. KB8SCJ and Nelson, W8NWO. Next station.
Kilo
contact. Station calling, you were completely unreadable.
Kilo, Alex.
All right, we're going to try that one again here. Either try a different repeater or up the power, but I'm not sure which repeater you're trying to get in off from, but you're just not making it. We're going to try for another check-in here.
Kilo Alpha 8, Sierra Papa Whiskey, Shannon.
Kilo Alpha 8, Sierra Papa Whiskey, got you, and there was a second station in there.
Alpha Charlie 8, Delta Golf, Jim.
All right, Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, got you in there. Next station.
Kilo Juliet 7, Sierra Yankee X-Ray.
KJ 7 FYX, I got you in there. Next station.
KFA DAM.
All right, KF8DAM, I got you in there. Next station.
KF8FMI, November 8, Delta Mike Hotel.
Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Lima, India.
All right, NADMH, I got you in there, and I believe that was KF8, Foxtrot Lincoln, India. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, I got you in there. Next station.
Whiskey 8 Tango Oscar November.
Whiskey 8 Tango Oscar November, got you in there. Next station.
NAJTQ Joe and Gaylord.
NAJTQ Joe, I got you in there. Next station.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo.
KF8 DMQ got you, or DMK got you in there. Next station. I heard a Kilo and an India. That's all I got out of that one. Go ahead, try it again.
Kilo Delta 8 Papa Juliet India.
Alright, I'm still having trouble making it out there. I got a Kilo Foxtrot 8 Quebec Juliet India, is that correct?
Kilo Delta 8 Quebec Juliet India.
All right, Kilo Delta 8, Quebec, Juliet, Indy, I got you that time. Next station. Okay, that seems like a good list here. We'll start off. Kilo 8, Alpha, Delta, X-Ray, go ahead and stand by KF8, AGY.
Thank you, Nat Control. I've never really participated in this. Kilo 8 Alpha Delta X-Ray. This is Bill in southwestern Kalkaska County, about 7 miles south-southwest of Kalkaska proper. Got about 5 inches of snow on the ground with a good hard layer of frozen ice and sleet on top of it. I'm not sure exactly what you're looking for on top of that. Appreciate the opportunity to join the group, though. Thank you. Back to Nat Control. Kilo 8 Alpha Delta X-Ray.
Yeah, thank you for checking in. I probably should have went over what we're looking for here. Basically, location, snowfall, totals, if you have any new from the previous net, what you have for wind speed, drift height, if you have any drifts, ice totals. We're really, really looking for ice totals right now. Right now, it's looking pretty bad out for icing. and then what your current temperature is, and if you have any other hazards to go over. But if you have anything else to add there, just let me know, and then I'll take the next station.
Kilo 8 Alpha Delta X-ray, I'd say there's probably at least 3/8 of an inch or maybe a 1/2 inch of the frozen ice on top of the snow that's accumulated overnight. And again, that's about 5 inches overnight. Kilo 8 Alpha Delta back to that control.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much. Kevin, KF8AGY, you're up. Stand by Alpha Bravo 9, November, November.
Spider Lake, there's been no change in the snow accumulation for the last 4 hours. However, we do have active what appears to be sleet or maybe precipitation. Not seeing any accumulation on branches at this point, and just keeping an eye on it. KF8AGY, back to you, Met Control.
All right, sounds good. I'm not sure what happened to your signal there, but it went south really quick. AB9NN, you're up, and stand by Whiskey November 8, Quebec.
Okay, AB9NN in the Skywarn at 30 degrees currently at Beulah, Michigan, 1 mile east of Beulah. In Benzie County, 49617 is the zip code. East-northeast winds at 17 miles an hour. We've had mixed precipitation, largely frozen mixed precipitation, anything from sleet to snow. Probably got about another 1/2 inch to 1 inch of snow, so 6.5 to 7 inches total, storm total. Didn't see icing on the trees. It was just a little bit too cold for that, and the precipitation was largely frozen as it was descending. Did have a little bit of mixed rain, but not very much rain along with the sleet. Back to Net Control from AB9NN, John and Beulah.
Okay, very good. Thank you for checking in. Bob, KB8SVJ, you're up, and stand by W8NWO.
I think you forgot WN8Q.
Yeah, that I did. Sorry about that. WN8Q, go ahead.
Oh, thanks, Mike. This is Larry, WN8Q in Harbor Springs. Storm total is 16 inches. It's been snowing very heavy here. That's up 4 inches from the 4 o'clock measure of 12 inches. So we're 16 inches storm total. It's 26 degrees. Winds northeast. They're decreased a little bit. They're down to 20 miles per hour with 36 wind gusts. Mike and Mike, just remind everybody that's doing snow reports that to eliminate the compaction factor, it's a good practice to clear your snow measuring space after every 6 inches. If you get more than 6 inches, it'll start to compact and not give an accurate snowfall total. We're measuring snowfall amounts, not the ground amounts. Thanks so much, WN8Q.
Northern Hub, disconnected. UHF Hub, connected to Flynn 600. Currently connected to CMN Network.
connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 53 degrees.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Bravo Alpha.
Okay, I heard a station, but I didn't get all your call letters. I think I got Bravo Alpha. Maybe come a little closer to the mic.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Alpha, new operator.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Alpha, Bravo, Oscar, I think. NAIAJ. Name here is Mark Mike Alpha Romeo Kilo, and we are mobile, going eastbound on Metro Parkway, trying to make it over to the east side, where I once was.
Yeah, Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo, Alpha, Tom, from First Run.
A very fine business. So, this is your first time?
Well, about my second time.
Well, fine business. So, welcome to the hobby. When did you get your ticket?
I was able to get my license on the 10th of this month.
Wow, so newly minted. 5 days. Oh, that's awesome. Wow, congratulations. And, yeah, it's a wonderful hobby. You're going to really get into it, I'm sure. Good for you. Yeah, we've been doing it for quite a while now, and sometimes it's madness when you're looking at one piece of product. Wow, I can get something like that. I can add to it. I can get this. Oh, should I get that? And then before you know it, you're in a rabbit hole. good luck with that. But anyways, it's great to have new people into the hobby. So cool.
Thank you very much. I definitely appreciate it. Just bear with me. Learning the call letters here and trying to remember them and everything is a little tough at first, but I know a little practice will make it right.
Yeah, it takes practice. It takes me practice, too, so just to try to remind myself, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf, Bravo Alpha, if I'm right, and I missed the name. This is NAIAJ.
You got all the call letters right. And my name is Tom. I live out towards Birch Run, Frankenmuth area.
Okay, my business is Tom. Yeah, Frankenmuth, Birch Run area. That's a nice area, absolutely. Boy, I haven't been out that way in quite a while. probably when my wife, when she recovers better with her replacement of her knee, maybe in the summertime we'll try to come back and check out all the dishes. Look forward to it. Well, cool, Tom. Yeah, it's nice, you know, to get a hold of someone that's, you know, outside our local area. Right now I'm cruising to the city of Troy and making our way to Clinton Township. And I got to cut through Sterling Heights yet, so a few more miles to go.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I've been down that way many times myself. If you happen to come up this way here, let me know. I work up at Frank and Lou's River Place shop. They're kind of like the little shop complex they got there in town with about, I think it's got about 30, 40 stores in it. Maintenance there, just let me know. I can kind of help you out if you come into town.
Yeah, very fine business. Yep, I'm very familiar with that Rivertown cluster shop. Yep, been there a few times. That's awesome. So yeah, don't be surprised. If I come up, I may give you a ring. And we'll look for a free chicken dinner. No, that's rude to say. Sorry. Absolutely, though. That's great.
Okay, that sounds good. If you could give me your call letters again, I'll do a sign-off here and try to get some practice in.
Very good, Tom. Yeah, the call letters again is N as in Nancy, numeral 8, I Indigo, A Apple, J Juliet, N-A-I-J, and the name's Mark. Pleasure talking with you. Hope we get to hear you again soon. So 73, enjoy your night, and yeah, it's Sunday night. At least there's something a little more before we have to do it back at work again tomorrow. NNIJ, we'll be clear.
Okay, NAIJ, this is Kilo Foxtrot, Age Drop, Bravo Alpha. Thank you for the conversation, and we'll be clear also. Thank you.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 20:00. Cloudy. 59 degrees.
KFASQN listening.
Connected to CMN Network.
Sorry, my
like was down and is that I believe you were saying your call sign. Can you repeat it one more time so I can lock it down, please?
Sure. Call again is November 8th, Indigo Alpha Juliet. USL.
Wait, is it November 8th, Alpha Indy, India Juliet?
You're close. It's November 8th, Indigo Alpha Juliet.
Oh, now I see you. I see the giant flying deer logo on here. How are you doing tonight?
At the moment, I'm going crazy. I'm trying to make my way back to my end of town. What's your calling name again?
Yeah, it's Kilo Foxtrot 8. Foxtrot Quebec November. That is KFAFQN. And my name is Wyatt.
Oh, hello, Wyatt. How long ago did you get your license?
I got my license on January 22nd of this year.
That's awesome. Now, I just came across, you're the second new ham I've talked to today. That's cool. Good, dude. I'm glad. I'm very glad.
Yeah, thank you. If you talk to another new ham on here, probably Sean or Ben, I believe. I don't believe he's talked before, so it's nice to meet you as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, so no, we haven't had a chance to talk before. That's cool. So, tell me about you. How did you get into this hobby?
So my first radio was a Baofeng AL-152, and that was one of the reasons why I got a ham radio. There's a ton of reasons, but it was like 2023, I got that HT, it's an AR-152, and I got it for airsoft, to put on my vest and stuff to look cool and stuff. Like, I had no idea what ham radio was. I didn't know the frequencies or anything on it. I was just used to, like, kind of, like, channels on the Motorola and TV radios. So I did that. I never used it. I did transmit without knowing. I didn't say anything. I just was talking to my buddies on FRS. I put it in my closet, the radio in my closet, for a couple months, and then a year ago probably, I took it out and started scanning, and I was listening to a DMR repeater. My radio's on a DMR radio. So every time I would hear the Morse code, or it's analog, every time I would hear the Morse code, I thought somebody was, like, transmitting Morse code, so I was listening to that forever. And then finally, I found out that my radio was a ham radio. Break.
CNN Network.
And I did some research about ham radios, and I thought that was pretty cool. I learned about satellites. I really like satellites now, but I started going on the SDR, the web SDRs, like TV SDR, on the web, and I started listening to the buzzer, UVB-76. That's a military shortwave station in Russia. Started going around there, listening to the ISS and my HD. And then finally, I wanted to talk to other people because I heard other people I'm some other repeaters, and that's how I learned what the PL tones and stuff are. And I wanted to talk to them, so I got my license, and well, here I am.
That's awesome. That is a great story. Good for you. Yeah, I'm driving at the moment, and I got to pick up your call again. Kilo Foxtrot 8, I forgot the rest. Forgive me. So, you'll tell me again. Yeah, so right now, I'm on 696 at Westbound. Going back to my hacienda in Farmington Hills. And I want to put my feet up. I'm tired.
Alright, yeah, so my call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot 2 back to November. I'll say that again, that is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot 2 back to November, KF8FQN.
Fine, this is on FQN. Okay, Kilo Foxtrot 8, FQN. Very good. Excellent, Wyatt. Very good. So, well, I'm glad you're getting into the hobby. It's a mother, I tell you. When you get into all the bells and whistles and all this other stuff, then, boy, I'd like to have that, whatever. You're going to go into a rabbit hole if you really dig into this hobby. But I can tell you, younger people get into it out of curiosity like you did, that's wonderful. It just carries on. I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, thank you. I was going to say, geez, I have not been, actually I got good sleep today. I've been getting good sleep. Yeah, thank you. That's kind of, yeah, what I joined for and stuff. And then, yeah, later started listening to satellites. I'm waiting to get an SDR, like an actual SDR, you're listening to satellites, because I'm really digging into that. Actually making a CubeSat as of now, a prototype. The real one I'm asking for my birthday. $300. It's from a company called MySat, and it's got all the real components the real satellite has. Like the, I think it's a LoRa radio, or it might be a, HC10, which is a packet radio. Right now I'm transmitting on an Anytone 778, and that's how I've been listening to satellite sometimes. But I need a new tube. I also enjoy, watching, new hams. Are people joining, or getting their license. I may be new, but I still enjoy that. Back over to you.
My business,
Thank you. SQN, 7 degrees and clear.
Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Well, thank you very much.
Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
KS8, AYL.